The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 295. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
What's up, everybody? It's a free Sunday.
And Ryan Manjoma.
What up, what up, what up?
All right, as always, Brett of the Wild will show up when he shows up, you know? I didn't even text the guy. Oh, well, he should fucking know already. You know? Oh, the Popo coming. Adam, they're coming after you, bro.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Man, what you do?
Real quick, let me turn off the lights.
Yeah, Popo coming, man. You better hide that stash, you know? Better hide your kids, too. Shit. All right, man. Before we start, I got a couple of things to announce. So, yes, we are officially on the road to 300 people. Throw down and throw out your questions. We'll hit episode 300 starting on September 3rd. That's going to be Throw Down episode 300. And then Throw Down Your Questions 300 will be September 6th. And we will be having giveaways, which will be fun. Probably what we're probably going to do is it'll be a game of your choosing, as long as it's not a collector's edition. You know, nothing extravagant or crazy like that. And the question is going to be, I'm not going to say it right now, but the question is going to be something I've had in my back pocket for like 2 years. I can't wait. This is going to be hard, too. You know? This is going to be difficult. I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to stump you motherfuckers. You know?
Techno Fabulous gave us... Are these bits? Or what are these called?
Yeah, a bit. So, you know what we got to do, right? Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, thank you, Techno Man. You know? That's how to write the...
Speaking of Call of Duty, that's all combined with this Modern Warfare remastered campaign. That's free on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, crazy.
So people go get that. I was free on Friday. Usually they do this shit Tuesdays, but they made that free Friday. So go play some Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. What's going on, Yo, Piggy man. Dan? Why is Kirby a heart? He's already asking questions. We haven't even officially started yet. You know, well, you know what? We'll answer that a little bit later. Also, before we start, we have an announcement to make.
Oh,
all right. So as always on Throwdown, we're always trying to evolve to the next level, trying to bring the podcast to a wider audience. And we've taken some steps to do that. Right now, we are actually on Audio Boom and a bunch of other places. So it's going to be pretty cool. Like I signed us up for a bunch of places. Spotify, we're on Spotify right now. You could listen to us. Throwdown show. Throwdown. Sub it. You know, please. Like, as a matter of fact, let me go to our Audio Boom and I'll tell you exactly where we are. And also, I should say for you SoundCloud guys, don't worry, everything's fine. But I do want the SoundCloud people specifically, if there are any issues, please let me know. You know, because that's where we started there on SoundCloud. But Audio Boom has a bigger reach than SoundCloud. Now SoundCloud's kind of, you know, become like an inside joke, you know, which is kind of sad.
Well, they were going to go out of business.
They were about to go out of business. Yeah.
Remember, they were talking about shutting down.
Yeah. And so I do need to apologize to our Apple subscribers. I fucked up. I'm just going to admit I fucked up, because what I should have done is I should have went to Audio Boom first and then linked everything through there. I didn't get to it until the third one. So like I tried to like, you know, like do some other shit. So basically I ended up deleting the original podcast, you know, Apple podcast for the new one that's associated with Audio Boom. But I found out later, hey, you could have just used that old link and it would have transferred over anyway, you know. So just be patient. It'll probably be another week or two, you know, for you Apple guys. So but, you know, we're on a bunch of other places now. I'm going to list them. We're on CastBox, we're on Deezer, we're on Podchaser, we're on Radio Public and Spotify. And with iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts coming. And I'm forgetting the name of it. I should look it up. But it's basically India's equivalent of Spotify. Yo, if we get even 1% of India listening to Throwdown, Forget about it.
Forget about it.
You know, I think that we might need some subtitles.
Yeah, we're for real, man. And we're gonna do some little minor changes, starting with episode 300. You know, just to broaden our horizons. You know, so you guys will see all that coming pretty soon. So you know, this is what we want to throw down, man. We're always evolving, man.
It's in English, the native language, though.
India? No, isn't it?
No,
Hindu?
It's not. It's
you sure?
Or Hindi? I don't know.
No, I could have sworn something when.
No, I'm pretty sure
the whole British rule. There was something that they were.
They haven't been ruled by the British, and who the fuck knows?
I know,
how long.
But they always speak English over there, and they
a lot of them do. Speak
I'm pretty sure they a lot of them do speak English, though. You know,
I don't know,
but that's not the official language. No, it's I mean, not the they have language. Like they have a shit ton of.
They have a few. There's a few, but that's what I'm saying.
No, but English. I mean, if you go to India, you speak English, you'll be all right. You know. You know, you know, you'll be okay, especially if you go to like whatever the big cities are over there. Mumbai, I guess, is one of the. Yeah. I don't know India people. I don't know shit about India. You know, all I know is Dalsam's from India. That's all I know. You know, but Chris, you know what's gonna happen, right? If we get picked up in India, we're gonna just tell them that you're the host of the show. You know,
that's it. That's how you gotta do that.
That's it. Like, he's the host. You know?
Yo, we'll take a little Snapchat. We're gonna have to use a picture and put you up on the little cover art for that region. Yo, WWE style. Whenever they would go, they had this one dude that they would give him the belt. And they went on tour.
So yeah, so in the promotional thing, Chris, exactly. It'll be my, you know, it'll be Tony Polanco, but it'll be Chris's face.
That's how you do it.
Shit, it's crazy, man. Oh, there's Brett of the Wild, man. It's awesome.
What's going on, brother?
Yes. So yeah, that's what's going on right now, people. So we'll tell you more about it later on. But yeah, Throwdown is expanding as always, man. And of course, shout out to everybody who's been following us on the Twitch. We got over 500 now, which is very nice. Twitter is about to hit 1,000 pretty soon, you know.
Yeah, we don't have that far, man.
Also, Tony, there's a person you might want to give a shout out to also.
Well, who would I have to give a shout out to?
The one that inspired you to do all this.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. As a matter of fact, I got to give him a super shout-out. Got to give a shout-out to Danny Pena, right? So check this out. Let me put my face bigger. Okay, so I was hanging out with him on Friday. And, yo, by the way, thank you for telling me. I was so focused on this. So him and I recorded an hour and a half long episode.
English is the official language.
No shit, in India?
Yeah. Oh, they have Hindi also, but English is listed as the official language.
All right, now we know. So, yeah, so Danny and I, we recorded, it was an hour and a half, it was like an hour and 20 minutes long episode of Gamer Tag Radio. But the funny thing is, it was actually me interviewing him. So it was kind of a throwdown episode in that way, you know, minus the cursing, obviously, you know, but it was just kind of interesting how that evolved, you know. And I was just asking him, like, really tough questions about Game Pass and digital games and all that. Manny, you came up in the conversation, you know, because I asked him specifically, like, how do you get guys like Emilio who want physical? How do you get them to come over, you know? So you guys will have to check out the answer for that. By the way, spoiler, I'm like, you can't, you know.
Doesn't work.
But he that was probably the toughest question, you know, and he was trying to figure out, he's like, oh, I guess you can't convert everybody, you know. But it was good stuff, so that episode should be up later. But anyway, so after that, we were just talking about podcasts and stuff, and Danny was telling me all these tips of how to, you know, grow the Throwdown, you know, specifically the MP3 version. And my thing is like, okay, this is the host of the biggest video game podcast on earth. I'm going to fucking listen to this guy. You know, no questions asked. So we're on Audio Boom right now, as he suggested. And like, I'm looking at the interface. I'm fantastic, you know. So shout out to Danny, you know, for helping us grow. And shout out to Gamertag Radio for bringing some of their fans over. As a matter of fact, the first questions that we have here are actually from Gamertag Radio fans that are now part Throwdown fans.
Another thing on the on that site is that it's also connected directly to throwdownshow.com. So if as of now, that site is the hub. So from there, when you put in throwdownshow.com, you will instantly go there and you can find every single platform that we're available on.
Yes, and all the episodes, you know, up to episode 126. So it goes back pretty far, you know. So I'm pretty happy with it. So yeah, again, thank you to Danny. Shout out to Danny for helping us out. He helped me out a lot today. This is Sunday at the time of this recording or live broadcast or whatever. I spent almost the entire day just setting all this shit up, you know. It wasn't hard, really. It was just time consuming, but it needed to be done, you know. Mm-hmm. Got to grow the platform. So it's going to be good. So thank you, Mr. Pena, you know. All right, so without further ado, let's get into the first question, which is from, let's see, first timer. 2MechNZ. He is a fan. He's a, you know, Gamertag Radio fan. He's now a Throwdown fan, right? First thing he wants to do is a correction from the last episode. We made a little bit of a mistake, people. And we don't like to fuck around here on Throwdown. Nothing big. But he goes, just a correction from the last show. Gabe Newell was in New Zealand, not Australia.
Ooh.
You know? And as he told...
I love it when you mix those up.
Yeah, you know.
Shire?
So basically, and here's the cool thing, though, right? And I find out he's like, yeah, we take that a little bit personal down here. I'm like, yo, my man, you from New Zealand? He's like, yep. So shout out to New Zealand. Shout out to Middle Earth. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yo, man. Yo, I want to visit New Zealand, man. I heard it's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
There.
So now we.
Where they, I think they also filmed Spartacus over there.
Yeah.
That Star Series. That
was, but yeah, no.
They used to film a lot of shit.
Yeah,
they filmed a lot of things.
Yeah, Middle Earth was on there. So I want to get him in Glorious War fighting because Glorious War is Australian.
Yeah, you know? So like, by the way, shout out to the Throwdown Crickets.
Yeah, shout out. They're back. They're back. Mm-hmm. The Throwdown Crickets are back.
Took a while.
You know? All right, man. What's up?
No, I was just thinking, does Gabe Newell own, like, land down there or something?
Maybe he does. Maybe he has the Shire.
I mean, he's got money.
He's got money to do it. So.
He's got money, yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. So it should be
interesting. Why not?
So because Mr. McKenz is a first-timer, he didn't exactly know the rules of the Throwdown Discord server, so he left a bunch of comments, which were very good comments, but they weren't in the form of questions. I'm like, I can't work with this. And then he left some actual questions. He left four of them, right? He's only supposed to leave two, but I told him we're going to give you the new fan discount, and we're going to do his four questions tonight, people.
Excuse me?
You know, that's our gift to you, sir. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. First question. And I put this at the top. Carlos, get ready with that image, brother. All right. The question is, what do you think about Game Pass losing the Xbox branding? Will Xbox games on Windows also lose the Xbox branding? Maybe the store is going away and they will use Game Pass or Steam as storefronts for games. All right. So today, internet went crazy saying that, oh, they got rid of the Xbox part of Game Pass, right? That means they're going to have Game Pass on everything. Maybe they're going to retire Xbox. People went fucking nuts, including IGN, right? Now, here's my thing, right? I'm going to put the image up.
Wait, remove Game Pass after
no, they removed the Xbox from Game Pass, right? That's what they said. They're like, people are
speculating. No, I know. You just said that some people thought that they were going to remove Game Pass.
Yeah. Completely. No.
They just announced a big service.
No. Some people thought Xbox was like getting rid of Xbox, period. That's how crazy they went. Now here's my thing. Okay. For you guys that are watching, you see the image, right? You see the Xbox logo, you see Game Pass. For you guys listening, Xbox logo, Game Pass, right? So they're saying, oh, they got rid of the Xbox branding. Word? The fuck's that big X? What is that? You know? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, give me an example. Hit me with that other image, bro. We're going to use that logic. They got rid of the Xbox, right? They got rid of the Xbox branding. It's just Game Pass now, right? By that logic, close stream. I don't want to do that, Carlos.
Because I have to change right there.
Okay. So by that logic, this just says Studios. The PlayStation logo doesn't mean anything, right?
We're going to play Studios?
Yeah, we're just going to play studio games, you know? You see how stupid this is? IGN ran with the story saying, why did they get rid of it? They didn't get rid of shit. It's still there. It's the fucking Xbox logo is still there.
The logo is supposed to imply the name of the brand.
All three brands do it. If you look at Nintendo Switch Online, it really technically only says Switch Online. There's just a Nintendo logo above it.
Yeah.
Just because it doesn't have the words... It's the implied meaning.
It's stupid. Back to the other image. It's remember when Nike shoes used to actually say Nike on them, then they got rid of that shit and just put the swoosh.
The swoosh.
Yeah,
you know now.
Yeah, it's like, guys, we just simplify shit. That's all it is. You know, you're being silly. So I just find it crazy how a bunch of these sites, IGN, brand with it. Like, what does this mean? It doesn't mean shit. It still says Xbox, you know?
I know what it means. It means clickbait. That's what it means.
That's exactly what it's a slow Sunday. That's what it means.
That's it, man.
Retarded-ass shit. All right, we don't need to give this thing any more air. I just had to throw that out there. Fucking dumb. All right, next question. And I got so worked up, I forgot to put the Chirons up. All right, next one here is, okay, will Xbox Live Gold be integrated into Xbox Game Pass? What are your thoughts about Xbox Live Gold becoming free and integrated with Xbox Game Pass? Do you think that will happen? Yes.
It's already in there for Ultimate.
Didn't they already say it already?
It's part of Ultimate. It's already part of if you have the Ultimate deal. Now, just for Game Pass itself, if you're just paying $9.99, They're not going to do that. They have already have it integrated in the Ultimate package.
Yeah, so. That's a fact. And the reason he's asking this is because, you know, Halo Infinite is going to have free to play multiplayer, right? So people are, and also because you can't buy gold cards anymore. You know, the subscription. Mm-hmm. People are speculating like, oh, they're going to get rid of gold and just make it part of, you know, make Game Pass the main thing. But it's like Adam said, it's already happening anyway.
It's already happened. And if you can find there's some outlets that still sell those 1 year gold cards, they convert that into 1 year of Ultimate.
Yeah.
So it's still there. They're not going to integrate that unless it starts falling apart with Ultimate. They already have it free. Listen, in one plan.
Yeah. Basically what's going to happen is Xbox got Live Gold. That's going away. No more of that. They're not going to make you pay for online anymore. You know, that's just how it is. All right, that was a quick one, so let's move on to the next question. All right, this is on Sony now. On the Sony front, what are you hoping to see next game-wise for PS5 via State of Play? More of a speculative type of question.
I think, man, we need to see more gameplay. If there are, I mean, we saw that Ratchet part. I think that, I mean, for me, that was a highlight of the last conference because they actually showed something and it kind of showcased what the system can do.
Yeah.
We need another game. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Miles Morales. Like, that's going to be like the highlighted game they probably will, but if they have another conference in between now and the release of the PlayStation 5.
Have they confirmed that that's a launch game yet?
No.
Yeah. They said holiday 2020, so it's essentially
for Ratchet and Clank. I didn't see that.
Oh no!
That is confirmed. Miles. Yes.
So that is.
Yeah, that is confirmed for the holiday.
Yeah, so I mean, it pretty much implies it's going to come out right when the PS5 is going
to. It'd be nice to get gameplay of that. Even we didn't really get gameplay of that.
They'll just crop in his face into the other Spider-Man and bump it around like, oh look, it looks like this shit more swinging around the city.
Yeah,
you know how this works.
This is probably a question I shouldn't be asking as the host of Throwdown. Did we talk about Miles Morales being bundled with Spider-Man?
Yes, we did.
By the way, on the last episode, we did like 10 fucking stories. It's all jumbled together.
But the thing is, we didn't talk about, I don't think they're going to force it. I think they're going to see if, let's say, you already own the digital, it should see that on their end. It's like, you already own
Adam, so it's remastered. That's how they could justify selling it to you again.
That people are going to be pissed.
They weren't pissed when they did that for The Last of Us, you know?
What do you mean? They didn't buy it.
The numbers were
well.
It sold very sure? well. Yes.
Not
the Last of Us Remastered.
Oh. Yeah, the remastered. Very well. I remember when I saw that and they just brushed it under. It quickly went
What are you talking about? That thing blew up.
I got it for $20 a month after it came out.
Yeah. Well, they weren't even selling it for that much to begin with. I think it was like $40 to begin with. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I got it for $20, so that's what's at half the price.
Yeah. No, but the game sold very well. So again, Sony, they've gone away with that type of shit. They'll do it again, you know. Slapping a remaster on it, they'll sell it to you again. Watch, you know. It was $40 at launch. Thank you, Agent Richard. I knew
there you
it.
Go. You know, so half price within a month. Yeah.
Well, you got the email. You know, you got the disc.
By the way, Adam, do you want to guess how many copies of The Last of Us remastered sold?
Yes, I say 4 million.
Well, first of all, you said it didn't sell well. $4 million is pretty damn good for a remaster.
Not for an exclusive remaster. No. No.
What? Yes, it is. I think I need that's bigger huge than that. Numbers for a fucking
remaster.
Are you
telling me that? You telling me that it's less than $4 million?
No. It's more.
It's more. Way more. Try doubling and adding freaking three more.
All right, then there you go. All right, so then people actually bought that shit. I didn't see anybody playing it, and I just remember it went on sale. So maybe they did buy it, but not at that price. They bought it when it went on sale.
But the point is,
see that shit happen all the time.
But the point is, PlayStation guys will buy a remaster again. So, and this is Spider-Man, the biggest selling PlayStation 4 exclusive. They're going to buy it again.
I don't know why you're arguing against it. PlayStation fans will buy literally anything. They can remaster something for the fourth time and add absolutely nothing.
They won't buy everything.
I don't say they. I say we. We'll still find. But yeah, us PlayStation fans are like kind of fucking suckers. They're like, yeah, we don't really have anything for you, but we put a new paint job on this old game. Fucking enjoy it. We're like, oh, thank you.
Dude, one of the biggest game sellers was fucking the Crash Bandicoot remake. Crash Bandicoot. Oh, yeah. You know?
I didn't bother with that shit.
Yeah. Well, other people did. Which is
I'm sure.
Crazy.
No, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
So yeah, the point is, Sony will get. They know they could get away with it, so they're going to do it. You know.
Damn. But then thing is, so then are these people going to replay it, or are they just going to pay that just to play that one part of Miles?
It's just an excuse to have Miles Morales in there, and it's covering up the fact that Miles Morales isn't a full game. It's a DLC, so they're going to give it away with Spider-Man.
I would say, we can see through the Matrix on this one.
We can, I'm but sure people, all the people
do. It'll probably, like what I said, I think we said this in our private chat, it'll probably justify, because remember I was saying, me and you were saying that they're going to charge $60 for this game.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a way for them to essentially justify playing, you know, getting you to pay $60 for
exactly.
The game.
Exactly. What yeah. if, this is because Miles Morales is a $40 game, you know?
I was going to say, like, what if it's they just integrate? Because they already had him in the first one with the voice and all. What if they just had that done on one side and they integrated him so he's really part of the entire story?
No, they're not going to do that. They're going to it's going to be, you know, Miles Morales. Yeah. It's a
standalone.
Well, just like I did with the other one, I'll wait till it's up for $20. Damn, $60. So I've launched. That's rough.
Yeah,
I think that, I don't know. $40. For The Last of Us Remastered, that makes sense because, you know, whatever, it's a remaster. $60 for a launch game that's going to have some extra DLC. I don't know. We'll see. But again, we know that this is a trend that whenever a new console launches, people buy whatever they can to show it off.
Yeah. There's a lot Why do you think Knack sold?
Yeah, you exactly. Know? There's a lot of shit games that sell. So, yeah, either way, it'll sell like hotcakes.
So. Ain't got a sequel.
Ain't got a sequel. Go ahead. Whoa, someone's roboting right now.
Brett, you're roboting.
The crickets are attacking him. Like, you made fun of us one too many times. All
right. Anybody else want? What do you want? Yeah, I'm going to go with Carlos's answer. Show some gameplay. That's what I want to see from State of Play.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to see.
Actually, no. You know what? Here's my answer. Give me a reason to buy a PS5 at launch. That's what I want to see from.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Play. Show some games that actually says, "Oh, this is when you go to the store and you pick up this console. These games are right next to it. These are the ones you can play right now. Don't pick up a freaking pre-order card for some shit that's coming a month later. I want right now, this very moment.
That's what we need. A compelling reason to buy this shit.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Oh, we kind of have a similar question coming up, so we'll answer a little bit later. All right. Next, we have, I believe, who is this? Oh, yeah. Last one from Mr. I'm just calling you McKenz, bro. Two McKenz. All right. Are you excited about what the DualSense is bringing, or do you think it'll be like the DualShock 4 where the touchpad and light bar are barely used? All right. This was going to happen, right? Just like always, right? There's going to be a bunch of games at launch that go crazy with whatever the special features are, you know, the haptic feedback,
the gimmicks,
you know, they're gonna go ham with that shit, and then by a year later no one's gonna give a fuck anymore. That's exactly what's gonna happen.
and then at the end of the generation there's gonna be that one game that uses it all again. Yes. AKA Ghost of Tsushima.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
The Last of Us 2 using it to play the guitar. I was like, what the hell is this?
You know what's funny about that is, remember, because Infamous Second Son, also Sucker Punch, they used the hell out of that touchpad with the graffiti and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what's going to happen. They're going to drop whatever, all that shit. You know, where you could touch it and it's cold, like Hip Hop Gamer said, you know, you could actually feel the wind or whatever. Like, you know, if they're going to get rid of it, the first couple of years, they're going to go ham with that shit for the first year, maybe two, and then that's it. No one's going to give a fuck.
I just want the Oasis suit.
That's all. The Xbox One had adaptive triggers at launch. And how many people talk about that shit?
Right, shit. People don't care about it. Because the thing is, you got to make these games for like all these systems and stuff, including last-gen systems. They can't go ham with these features, you know?
Yeah.
You know, with like especially third-party games. Third-party games are not going to see this shit too much, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what is it? Just the microphone and the adaptive triggers and what else did they have?
Yeah, there's something else about it, right? I forgot.
I thought there was something with the mic.
Yeah.
You can blow into it or something, right?
Yeah, we saw Jeff blowing.
Yeah,
because I remember the mic was already a big deal for the other one, and that was annoying. I turned that shit off. It was always beeping and chirping, especially during during the launch period when that first game that launched, well, you just mentioned it.
Mac.
No, with the ghost, with the dude from Seattle.
Second Son.
Yeah, remember that shit? It had all kinds of noises coming from it. I had to turn that off. It was annoying. So,
By the way, I didn't know you could turn that off until literally right now. Are you kidding me? I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea.
Every fucking game that uses that speaker gives
like Tsushima, that shit is always, you know.
Turn that off. Turn that
I had no idea. I don't even know how to turn off. I guess settings.
Go to settings. It should be somewhere for control.
Well, no,
settings,
I mean,
audio settings.
I honestly didn't know, man.
Wait, I mean, like, in Ghost of Tsushima, the control doesn't make any noises.
Yeah, it does. The wind.
Really? I've never heard any wind from
it. Yeah, that's where the wind comes from.
Maybe it's off.
Yeah.
Are you playing with a headset?
No, most of the time I'm just playing normally. I don't.
By the way, Ghost of Tsushima,
you won't hear it.
My Ghost of Tsushima eats my controller, man. That I have to go through like two controllers a day when I play that shit, you know? Because it's just going ham. The touchpad, the wind.
Using that audio shit. Yeah. Turn that shit off.
It's crazy, man. I didn't even know how to do that. I didn't know you could do that. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, man. You learn something new every day, man. Even though it's the next end of the generation.
Yeah, that's it. No one is half the battle.
You know. All right, man, let's move on. Next up, we have Mob Hits. So his first question is, we all know third-party games will be king this upcoming generation, at least for the first few years. What do both Sony and Microsoft have to do to entice the masses that those third-party games will play better on their systems? Can we see a potential marketing / exclusivity war between these two platforms?
I don't think it has anything to do with that now. I think it's going to be the environment, the ecosystem. They have to entice, and I'm including these service plans that Microsoft has with the ultimate throwing in, you know, your phone, xCloud, and all this stuff. It's just creating that world, that immersiveness, that wherever you are, you're part of the same community. You're playing the same games. I think that's what they have to do, both of them. Sony needs to pull some of that stuff out the hat, too. Say, hey, we can do this, you can do that. There's all these other things to just throw you into their community. Because that's what it is. We talked about it before. How many times have we talked about people that jump ship completely from Xbox to PlayStation? Because they had other buddies.
Half the throwdown consists of that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You know, myself included for a while. I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I was like, I'm not getting anything out of it. They have some exclusives I want to play. And a lot of other buddies that played Call of Duty already had jumped. So I was like, there we go. I'm going to jump. It wasn't a big deal. You know, to me, it's just another product. But they need that type of experience. They need something to draw people in and say, you know what? I need to stay in this ecosystem. This is where everything is at. This is where my friends are. This is where the game. I feel comfortable. The whole interface from the 360 to the Xbox One, they revamped it. They changed it to shit. It was horrible. They should have just left it alone. And even after the fact, when they kept doing updates and say, oh, yeah, we're listening to the fans. What do you want? We want the same interface from 360. Can you bring that back? No. Next question. And it's a smack in the face. So then what we heard now, that the Series X is going to have the same interface. When that is still getting all gripes, is still that interface. It's just not easy to find things. It's a menu into a menu into a menu. You know, I don't want that. I just want quick access. Oh, I want to see my Chivos? One button press, boom. I don't want to have to open up another app to go see my Chivos. I don't want to have to snap something across my screen to see Chivos. Whatever. Those are the things that I think they need. They need to bring that. Because then it's just like, why do we pick a certain platform to use anything on? Because you're like, oh, well, I'm comfortable with it. I know how things work. You know, you use Photoshop compared to all the ones I know it because I know where the buttons are. I know how everything works. I'm comfortable with it. It's the same thing. If it's not comfortable, if you put a controller in someone's hand and it's like, all right, you got to go through this menu, go through this submenu, pin this, go back to this menu to go see. They're going to be like, you know what? Fuck it. Keep your shit. I'm going back to what I know.
So, yeah.
To me, I think that's what they need for this gen to lure people in.
But what about third-party games? You think what are they going to do with third-party games to make you go, yo, I need to play that third-party game on this system?
Like, it's going to be whatever the bells and whistles that they say that system offers. For example, we saw that with the Xbox One X where it kept saying, hey, they look better here. We have more power, which was true. It did have a lot more power. A lot of those games, when they showed the Division 2 and the draw distance, and it was showing like comparisons of PS4 Pro and Xbox One X. It's like, the PC version was on the Xbox One X. And so those type of things, but I don't know if that's enough. Because again, it goes back to people just saying, well, I'm just going to stick with what I know, with my friends, where they're playing, and what I'm accustomed to. Because that interface is shit. They really need to work on that. So it doesn't even matter if it looks better, because we've already seen it with the Xbox One X. That's not a selling point, even for third parties.
Yeah, Chris,
all the power in the world.
Yeah, Chris, what are you gonna say, man?
I was gonna say the answer is probably a lot simpler. They're just gonna use the same tactics from last gen. People like the regular gamers, like people are not like listening to us or reading stuff or absorbing anything. They're gonna fall for the timed exclusive marketing nonsense like they did for Destiny and all that stuff. They're just gonna see, you know, whatever. A third-party game, Call of Duty, whatever, on PlayStation, right? Whatever Sony and Microsoft make their deals with and faction off for the exclusive marketing, that's what people are going to think, I got to play it on there. They're just going to see the logo at the end of the commercial and go, yep, I'm playing that on there. It's only on there, right? They're just going to make that assumption. That's what happened before.
Yeah,
they fall for that.
Yep.
That's crazy. All right, so there you go.
I think Switch don't do that.
Yeah.
Like
yo, no, but it is.
Are you kidding me?
I do need to, you know, just jump in on what Adam said because I've been playing some Ori, The Will of the Wisps. Great game, fantastic game, right? But yo, it is insane to me how, because I wasn't on Xbox One from day one. I jumped in like, you know, a bunch of years later. That apparently the menu, the UI, was worse than it is now. I'm like, fuck. That's okay. Here's the thing, Adam. You said it's cluttered. I agree with you. But what kills me the most is the fucking input lag, man. You're hitting the fucking, you know, the D-pad. It's not moving. It's like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? You know?
Well, that was the Ori. The game had issues.
No. I'm talking about every. No. I haven't had that. Yeah, no. That happens to me when I'm just on the regular Xbox menu. Any game that's running in the background, doesn't matter. It always runs like it's damn. Just the input lag is horrible. You know, it's like, damn, this used to be worse. Man, that's fuck. I feel sorry for you, Xbox clowns, man. That shit is crazy, you know.
Clowns, damn.
That's a Freudian slip. I didn't mean to say that. You know?
What's up with that, Tony?
Yeah. Hey, listen, that was a Freudian slip. You know, you know, but no, the Xbox. You know, obviously they're the clowns. The Xbox fans, they're good people, but. That, you know, what is a clown? That interface, man. That's a clown. That thing fucking sucks.
I just don't understand why they don't listen to. They keep saying, "Oh, we're gonna listen to people." Everybody wants to just to go back, or at least themes and have options to go back. And no, instead they just throw more clutter on the screen and keep moving things around.
Well, the problem is they married it to Windows. They have that whole tile philosophy.
They let her go. The person that designed it, too, they let her go.
They didn't let go of that fucking design.
That's why we thought we were going to change it after that. It
sort of explains the direction and where they're going. Essentially, I mean, more and more, at least the Xbox is looking more just like the Xbox Pro. You know what I mean? It's like a step above the last. It's better. It's marginally better than the last one.
Maybe it's the Xbox One XX.
Yeah, it's Xbox One XX because it's essentially going to have the same interface. A lot of the games are just going to be sort of you know shinier versions of what was you know with some extra textures or whatever from the last thing. So it's just sounding like that, you know.
Yeah, pretty.
So
much.
Why would they change so that means that every future iteration of Xbox, kind of like a way a cell phone is, the interface is going to be pretty much the same.
Yeah,
and
it's weird.
It sucks that they settled on that shitty interface.
And I can understand if it worked because then it's like, all right, you're building on it, but no, it doesn't work, and then they just keep throwing more and more on it.
Yeah, and it's only going to get better because you're throwing better hardware at it. The interface itself is crap.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, because we have better hardware, it'll be a snappier interface. No, but you need to adjust the interface. Yeah. Don't throw more hardware at it.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were saying because I did tweet that out. I'm like, yo, this interface is trash. Like, oh, but the SSD, it's going to be run better. Like, okay, but it's still going to be cluttered.
That's not the solution. Yeah, no. That's not the solution.
Come on, guys. Those guys are clowns.
It's the same shit that we see with a lot of just the OSs. Yeah, they always tack things on, and then things are getting sluggish. Why? Because now it's getting all beefier. And it's got all these other services running on in the background. It starts slowing your shit down.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's move on. Next question from Mr. Mob Hits. And the question is, which one of these two was PlayStation 4's swan song? The Last of Us 2 or Ghost of Tsushima? Ghost of Tsushima because it literally came out last. There you go.
Yeah.
That's your answer. That's the last one. They even said this is the last PS4 exclusive. So that is the swan song, you know?
Yo, I got a controversial take.
Uh-oh.
What?
It's neither. Is it Miles Morales? Dude!
Oh, yo, Carlos, man, you might be right. You know,
we'll see about that.
We'll see about that. You know, oh man, that's brutal.
What happened? Brett couldn't take that hot.
Yeah, Brett didn't like it. He was upset about that shit.
He got too real, man.
He got too real, man. He went back to the wild. All right, no, he came back. All right, he wasn't upset. Actually, Brett, I'm glad you're back because this next one, I definitely want to hear your take on it. You know. All right, this one's interesting. This is from Kyle D. Mitchell. He goes, what is your definition for a game that is next gen? It seems to me this is an abstract term people throw around with a lot without explanation.
Can you hear me? Yeah, we hear you now.
Go ahead, Brett.
Okay, cool. I had to switch to a different headset. I'm in a part of the house where my headset isn't working. So I'm on my phone now.
Oh, yeah, you sound good. You sound good.
Cool. Okay, so we kind of diving into the question a little bit. Next gen is a bit of an antiquated term. It comes from a time when there was a clear delineation between generations. So yeah, you could say right now it's kind of an arbitrary thing because we're not seeing a clear delineation between generations anymore. And that's kind of the problem. That's kind of the thing that we were bitching about this generation specifically is, and it doesn't have anything new. It doesn't do anything new. Like, what? There's no clear jump. Before, it was, you know, back in the day, we played an 8-bit system. And then we played a 16-bit system, which may not seem like a huge difference, but it was genuinely twice as good. And then we got 32-bit system. And it was just fucking amazing. It was like cartoons on a screen. You know, because you guys go back, a lot of people go back and play these retro games right now, and everything's pixelated. Ha ha, cool, it's nostalgic. Oh my god, that's all we had. All we had was those fucking pixelated things. And so we got to a point where we're like, ah, man, I want to see some real things. Again, we until games look actually like the cutscenes in the original Final Fantasy VII. God, we've blown past that. Go back and play the original Final Fantasy. And tell me that there's not much of a difference between then and now. I mean, there is, obviously. But there used to be a clear difference between, like, PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2, you're like, holy fucking shit. And then PlayStation 3 at the cell architecture, you're like, there's no way they're making games like this. So, right now, your question is very pointed. We've now entered a world where it doesn't matter. There is no fucking distinction. It's half a level above their least powerful system so that it can work on everything and it's going to be, backwards compatible so that it works on this system for the next 2 years. There's not going to be a clear mark. This is the first generation where it's not really a new generation. And like, and last time, you can go back in the podcast and hear me disagree that consoles are dying. I was wrong. This is clear fucking proof, man. Consoles are dying. They don't give a shit about launching a new thing. They give a shit about keeping a customer base and making a service and getting $12 a month out of you because you forgot that you didn't buy the $60 PlayStation Plus like you were supposed to. And now it's just been running $12 a month in your credit card for 6 fucking months. They're making more money this way. So we're not, I don't think we're going to see a new generation fucking again. Like, I just don't think it's going to happen because they're trying to cast the widest net possible. And what that means is they're not trying to move forward. I genuinely am perplexed by this situation. Like, where do we go from here? Like, I realize you're casting the widest net possible. But the widest net possible isn't always the best thing for everybody. Ask mobile gaming. So I'm not really sure where they're going to say, you know what, we're going to make something quality and move forward and just try and give people good things. This is not going to be a game for everybody, but the people that it's for are going to love it. I think you're only going to see those in situations of tentpole exclusives, where they're really just trying to flex to show you what they can do on the system. But other than that, it's... And even with Xbox, like, what the fuck is it? Xbox is not going to come out and flex hard with a game that can run on the current gen systems. So I guess the answer to the question is, you're absolutely right. There is no distinction anymore, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I can't really disagree with that. There used to be gens. There used to be, like Brett said, 8, 16-bit, 32-bit, 64-bit, 128-bits. Like, you saw it. When we first started seeing, questioning the whole generation thing was last gen to this gen, right? let's just be real here. Going from 360 to Xbox One, you're like, you know, like, okay, I guess. And my worry was, like, going from this gen to next gen, it was going to be just a little bit of a leap. And, yeah, that's pretty much what we got, just a little bit. Not even a leap, just a small half step, you know? So, yeah, I think that the whole notion of generations is kind of lost because, again, they're trying to copy the whole cell phone model, right? Like, oh, just a little bit of an upgrade. And you know for a fact, and I'm saying this right now on air, record this shit, mark my motherfucking words.
Oh.
In 2 years' time, no, excuse me, 3 years' time, we're going to get a PlayStation 5 Pro and an Xbox Series X 2 or some shit, you know? Watch.
Probably, you know? Even sooner than that.
Maybe even sooner. Maybe even
the
sooner.
Xbox Series X. X.
Yeah, it's a Series XX.
You know? I just don't understand why they don't go module and just say, you know what? Listen, we're going to start releasing these video cards that you're
the same reason
with
they don't go modular with your phones, man. They just expect you to buy a new one.
Yeah,
you know?
It's more money for them.
But the point is, the video cards, they cost more than the console. That's what I'm saying. They
but Joe Blow is not going to buy a video card. He's just going to buy another console.
No, you know? Tony, he's got a point. Not only would I buy the shit out of that console,
you would.
They would pull. Yeah, but here's the thing. Nintendo already does this shit. They already sell you something, and then you have to buy like $200 or $300 worth of side hardware. Like, yeah, it's a $300 system. By the time you're all loaded up on fucking Joy-Con and screen protector and case, your first game and all that, you're walking out of there with $600. Hmm. Nintendo has always done that. They've been the kings of upselling.
Yeah, but that's side hardware. That's not like
it's not essential. Yeah, it's not essential hardware. That's
or
the
add RAM or anything. You can't do that.
What is it? 3DS didn't even come with a power outlet.
No, with an adapter,
yeah
that was fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but no, most you know, Joe Blow, they're not gonna go for that. You know, with the hardcore guys would, but the regular consumers, like, I don't know when to do this shit. Just buy me.
I don't. Here's the thing, Tony. You think that you're gonna have to sell it to them? Like, that's, you're not gonna have to sell it to them. You're gonna convince them. Look, man, you can get a system, a brand new next gen system, and for $275. And if you want to spend another $300, you can get a really good video card. And then, you can get the system for $275.
But you know who did this, Brett? First, Sega did it.
And look how that worked out. Yeah, that didn't work out.
The Tower Power? Oh, come on. That was so long ago. But we can't even use that as an example.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Wait. But there's a simpler way to do it because Microsoft has done it before when they had the 360 and they had it where you had the little detachable cradle system for their hard drive. You just press a button, pop it out, boom. You can put another hard drive. That was it, done. You didn't have to open it or anything. I'm saying do the same thing with a video card. Just have its own proprietary case. You can go to the store. You'll see three different models, maybe at different prices, a $200, $300, or $400 video card. Right? You buy it. Has a little its own cradle. Has a little connector on the side. You open up a slot on the side of the console. Take the other one out. Slide this one in. Reboot. There you go. I'm saying something like that.
Yeah, but but the thing is, we know that those both systems aren't going to have anything like that. So we got to go with what we have. You know.
No, but in terms of functionality, like it would work. Like, tell me that the N64 Power Pack didn't have the shit sold out. And like Adam's absolutely right. Like, if somebody came along,
Power Pack.
You mean the Rumble Pack?
No, the little fucking extra RAM that you chained up. Yeah.
Oh, but the RAM. I mean, the RAM. I can't really speak. Just anecdotal. Like, no one bought the RAM, or like in my neighborhood.
Yeah, and the 4 megabyte RAM
all
for
of my friends bought it.
That's anecdotal too, you know.
You had to have it to play Perfect Dark, so you could look up the sales numbers of Perfect Dark and probably get a pretty idea of the minimum amount of people that own that.
All right,
but that's the thing. Like, just because you guys do or don't doesn't mean other people do. Like, there's so many people that are scared of computers because they you know, they're, this isn't going to work, and this isn't going to work, and I'm going to get lost, and the whole thing's going to crash, and I'm not going to know what I'm doing. Like, what I'm talking about, yeah, you just slide out one thing, slide another. Like, simplifying the fun of customizing a PC into something else to make it more accessible would fucking kill it, I think. There'd be a bunch of people like, oh.
And they're bringing back that hardware swap, which they took out, Microsoft, meaning that they took out from the Xbox One, where you couldn't do that anymore. But now with this one, you will. They're going to have a little expansion slot, and they're going to let you,
Agent Dark says, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry about that, Adam. Agent Dark says Perfect Dark came with that expansion.
Dude, they're already doing it. They're selling you a system with a with storage that you are going to need to upgrade. they're selling it with insufficient storage. You're going to have to upgrade. You're going to have to put a new hard drive on there or add another hard drive. You're going to have to do something.
Agent Redshirt says that's storage, Brett. That's not processing. There's a big difference there.
Yeah, because, I mean, Microsoft, we can already talk about Microsoft where their hard drives in the 360 days.
But again, we're speculating too much. So we know the systems aren't going to let you. They're not going to let you do that anyway. We already know that for a fact.
I thought the question was, what do we consider as next gen?
No, what do you consider for a game, not for a console? You know, and I kind of derail things by saying that they're going to sell you a PS5 Pro. That's what I said. That's where the conversation went off the rails. No, the conversation was what makes a game next gen. I think we'd all agree next gen doesn't mean shit anymore.
It all depends on what you consider next gen. What do you want from next gen? Do you want
graphics, motherfucker?
You want graphics? Some people don't want that. Some people just want an open world experience with no lag. So then if they get that, then that's the
happening. Next gen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yo, who's making all that noise back there, man? Fuck.
I think Brett's moving furniture.
Sorry, I'm moving shit.
Yeah. So maybe for some people, that's what they want is next gen. It varies from whatever you're into. Some people for the sports side want ultra realism, which is what 2K has been going for, what EA has been trying to accomplish with their Madden series, that ultra realism, like you're in the game.
Sweat. So
you're kind of proving. Yeah, you're
sweat. You know, so
yeah, you're kind of proving a point, though, that now people have their own versions of next gen. Before, there was no version of next gen. Everybody agreed on what next gen was. Yeah. There was no room for argument before. You know, you knew exactly what the fuck next gen was, you know. And just the fact that we have to argue about it now means next gen, the term doesn't mean anything anymore. It's meaningless, you know, which is sad.
And also, we already can see what's the future going to look like for consoles by looking at PCs. That's the other issue that sucks. It's that we can play all these games and they look great and stuff. But then, of course, you'll see there's a new video card on a PCN, and then you'll see the same game that you're playing on consoles played on a PC. And you'll be like, what the hell? Sometimes it looks like a completely different game because of the performance level. And that sucks. But it's already there, and that's the future. So then when we hear there's a new console, oh, that's great. But for those who are just doing the comparison, they're going to jump to that and see this multiplayer game on the console and then compare it to the PC version and see, am I really getting that next gen? Because I think next gen, it's already here, gen, because it's there on the PC.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just want to read this quick comment from Agent Redshirt. He goes, to be honest with you, though, aside from resolution and things that – We're getting to a point where visually things are starting to level off. We said that before.
Yeah.
It's never going to be a jump like between PS2 and 360, PS1, PS2. Yep. That's not going to happen anymore. It's just going to be incremental changes, you know, or leaps.
Unless we go the way of Ready Player One and we get a full suit, which is what I've been promoting, and I'm going to be on board the day that one of these big companies announce a full body suit and a treadmill that I get to stand on, and they're like, yeah, you're in the game. You're in the next fight night. Nice. Gonna come in all busted up. Like, what happened? Yo, did you see my video play? I got all these punches in the face. I had no defense. My arm hurt. And he just kept wailing on me. The ref was screaming. My coach was like, stop the fight. Stop the fight. It didn't happen.
Yo, Adam, it'll be like the holodeck with the safety off, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Safety off. Turn that off.
Like, you want to get fucked up.
For me, that would be the ultimate next gen because that's full immersion. My entire body's in.
Like, yo, Mike Tyson just punched me in the nuts, man. Exactly. Punch
I just played the
I can't have no more kids.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Oh, man. All right. Let's move on, man. We are up to Lego Bro. All right. A little bit of a sequel to the other question we had about the PlayStation 5 State of Play. This one is, do you think the rumored PlayStation event will happen soon? What kind of info will we get out of it? I'm going to give the snarky answer. Who the fuck knows? I have no idea. You know,
They have to get ready. We're getting too close. This is August now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because there is a rumor that we're supposed to get another PlayStation thing in August, but who knows, man?
I think we'll get an announcement this week.
Announcement to make.
Yeah, I think they'll let us know. Like, it's like, because we're getting to that time frame. You know that, you know, we're starting to get commercials. You know, all of these hardware shops. You know, we got that leak with the I don't know if we're going to talk about
it. The kiosk. Remember that was the other thing. The kiosk being set up in the UK.
Oh no, but they said that wasn't.
Yeah, that wasn't for PlayStation 5.
Yeah,
they clarified it. Wasn't.
It wasn't for PlayStation 5.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. So I think that we will get an announcement pretty soon for a new event, because they have to. I think they have probably like the first half of this month in order to present the price and present the date and show whatever games they have left in the chamber for this new launch. Because then after that, it's just all guns blazing with advertisements, because they have to advertise. They need that buffer in between now and the launch of the system to advertise for this stuff. So it's hard to advertise when you can't say the price and the date, you know. So we're not gonna wait till September, when it's possibly like what, 2 months away from when this thing releases. No, I think that's coming sooner rather than later. That's my prediction. There's going to be an announcement this week.
This week. Keep your eyes on. We're going to have Carlo Damas again, you know? I think we're going to get the price this month. So I guess, you would need an event for that. You know, so you know what? Yeah, there will be. I just don't want to say what will be there, because I honestly don't know. Glorious Kev, thank you for hosting us. Appreciate that, brother. I talk to him all the time on Twitter. Good dude, man. Big PC gamer, you know? But he's a good guy, man. Not an asshole like Brian. I love you, Brian. Where you been, man? Say something.
Brian, you been here? There's not been much to say. Like, I pretty much agreed with both points. So just being me, like, yeah, makes sense.
Brian's just chilling in the cut, just like nodding. Yeah.
he's just nodding. He's like doing that nod.
You know, yeah, he's like, they're not on some bullshit tonight.
don't need to come in and lay the whoop ass.
These stupid Americans. Oh man, I was going to ask you something. I can't be asking that shit on air, right? Oh, where the hell are we, man? What the fuck was the question?
PS5 event in August.
See, Brian, look what you do to me, man.
All right. Yeah, there will be, and I also it just feels like Microsoft and Sony are, you know, we talked about, they're playing like a game of chicken.
Yeah.
Not only with the price and the date, but with the announcements, it's like, excuse Microsoft me? Has an event, and then everyone trashes. Oh no, PlayStation has an event. Everyone, well, not everyone, but a lot of people like think negative. Now this one with the spawn of, you know, the dawn of Craig, and then Craig. Now, yeah. So it's like, what's next? You know, so I think PlayStation is going to have an event now, and it's going to be followed by Microsoft. There were talks. I think, I don't know if it was confirmed, but a lot of Xbox people were talking about how Microsoft's going to probably have another conference in this month.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Well, they have to. We're getting so close.
Gotta have some.
You gotta have some.
Gotta have prices.
You gotta have the prices. I know they're playing that game of chicken. Somebody's going to give in, and this is it. Or someone's just going to say, you know what, fuck it, let's take the hit, and we're going to come out with the low number. We're just going to do it first, because that's the only option, right? Either come out and then you're too high, and then your competitor comes out with a low number, or you just come out the gate with a low number. So right now it looks like they're playing chicken, because they don't want to resort to a low number. But somebody's going to have to give in.
Yo, Adam, when are you going to bring back the Jesus hair, man? I miss that shit.
I tried during that. See, I did the beard and I was going with the hair thing, but it's just so hot.
It is kind of hot. All right. You know, try winter, yeah. It's too hot right now. You're right. Anyway, by the way, quick little aside here, right? Since we're kind of talking about it. So Sony leveraged 89% global increase in Twitter game conversations during the Rona. You know, think about it like that, right? Microsoft had announcements. They had a fucking console reveal, all this shit. Sony had like three things, and they had more like, engagement or whatever. Pretty interesting. To me, it kind of shows you what people are more excited about, you know? Could be wrong. Maybe people are just talking more shit about Sony. Could be that too.
It's just a correlation that, you know, the PlayStation brand is a much bigger brand than the Xbox.
That is also true.
So when people say, oh, I wonder who's going to win the console generation. Is it going to be the Xbox or the PlayStation? And I'm like, yeah, the PlayStation needs to fuck up royally hard in order for Microsoft to win the console war. Because PlayStation just has that install base of fans that will ride and die with them.
Yeah.
Just think about this. The reason why Craig is a thing is because of PlayStation fans.
That's right. It is because they were making fun, you know?
It's crazy, man, but that's just how things are. Gotta have some.
Gotta have something, man. All right. Let's move on here. Next question is also from Lego Bro. Okay. Why don't games as a service games... Actually, let me back up. Adam, let me finish this question first, all right? I know when I get to the end, you're going to be like, what the fuck? All right. Why don't games as a service games have more variety? I'm getting tired of playing games like Destiny and The Division. It's just the same old thing. I think he may be misconstruing games as a service games for looter shooters, because there's a lot of games as a service games that are completely different. The first one that comes to mind is fucking Fortnite, right? Fortnite doesn't play anything like those games. That's games as a service, you know? Yeah. Rocket League, right? Isn't that another one? That's games as a service.
It is. I think it is now.
It is now. It wasn't before. It is now. That's, you know, completely different.
I think he thinks he's talking about the formula of just running around, doing missions, gathering loot, just keep chasing loot. You know, looter shooter. I think that's what he meant.
Yeah, just based off his... Yeah, but games as a service, there's variety in games as a service games, you know?
There's
not really much to that.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point and why those two that he mentioned are so popular, though, it's because of the team aspect. The fact that you can get a group of your buddies together and then just play together and do these mindless missions. Some of it might be challenging, some might be fluff, but the whole point is to collect some cool gear so they can show it off, and it's like, and it keeps progressing, because that's what's the progression. It's not so much the story, because we know the story's just going to keep going on and on. We're not going da-da-da, end credits, and that's it. You solved it. There's going to be more. So it's just that experience, and that's something that we tried to do with Destiny. It didn't work, but it worked out great for Division. We did that in Division 1. We did Division 2. We did that in Warlords in New York. We jumped in. You know, it's fun. It's that experience of just getting your buddies together, go after the same type of weapons or gear and just build up and just burn through it and bullshit at the same time. And as long as they still have that social element in these games, they're going to continue to be popular. People are just going to keep doing it. Now, if they didn't have that, if it was a single-player experience and everyone was just doing this shit solo, both games would have flopped. No one would give a shit. No, I'm not saying that. But it works. It works, and people like to play
Those games are like that for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
All right. By the way, quick thing from Piggy Dan. By the way, Piggy Dan, we're going to answer your question in a little bit. He goes, someone needs... Actually, I guess that someone would be Manny in this case. He's our artist. Someone needs to add a mic drop, an email, and cricket emotes for Throwdown. That's a fan right there. He knows, man. He knows the deep shit in Throwdown. Yeah, so we need a mic drop, an email, Adam's email specifically. Crickets.
I'm telling you, he's not off, because even off air, what did I bring up?
From email.
That was fucking email sent to me, and I'm like, what do I do with it? And I think that's the other combination, because we always joke about the emails, but I get the emails.
Show the emails, son.
Oh, shit. If I showed it, it's worse than if I would have posted. But
Hillary, where you at?
There you go. I got those emails, too. Listen, I was CC'd on all this shit. But the thing is that I respond back. So, yeah, I get a lot of emails, and some of these things, they're like, oh, yeah, we just want your feedback. And then I give the feedback. I told back, a direct message from the devs. Like, shit, we sent you like 15 so far, and you've replied to all of them. So here, take a look at this shit, since you're actually an active participant in these email threads. And that's what I do. I enjoy it. I engage via email. A lot of people don't.
My time with that shit.
Or they don't sign up for those things. I do. If it's a store or something, I don't fuck with them. But when this is like industry stuff, publishers or reps and stuff sending stuff, and yeah, they have to send it to a large amount of people. They're always sending. But if you start replying back and stuff, you get put on that special list. You're in that engagement list. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for the engagement. And if you have that engagement, you build that connection. You build that connection. Now you have a new contact for other things. And you know what? Then they throw you in another email thread. And then I start getting all these other fucking emails. But you know what? It's cool. So now every time I open up my email, I'm not just seeing spam. Now I see all kinds of shit that's useful. Useful information.
Yo, Do the Third says he wants in on that list. Just reply, engage, man.
That's it. Engage on all of them. If you get them and if they say, hey, we want to hear from you, reply back. If you get surveys... Right. Even if something simple as a survey, it's like, hey, we noticed you bought this game or this product. Hey, would you like to participate? Participate. fill the whole thing out, because on their end, they can see all that stuff. They've done focus groups, and those are the people that they keep and say, hey, we sent this out to like 4,000 people, and 300 actually filled the shit out, because obviously a really small number actually people do that shit. They don't give a shit. They delete it, right? Send it to spam. Those 300 get circled and get put on another list and another list. Next thing you know, you're being thrown into all these other groups, and they will send you stuff. They'll be like, you know what? He's always engaged. He's always doing this. He's going to follow through. Listen, we're going to send you some products. We want to hear your feedback. We know you're good for it from your track record. So that's it. Just keep engaging.
It's interesting. Yo, I'm going to sound like Luke Plunkett right now, man. I get like emails sent to me, you know, game codes. I'm like nope, don't care.
Oh, yeah, no.
Fuck that shit.
For you,
it's like if you answer that email, or if you, yeah. that often means that you're signed up to review it. That applies. I agree.
I'm not gonna withhold names, but I know there's one guy. He overdid it. He replied to every one of those emails. He's like, I got too many games to review right now. I'm like, don't fucking answer all that shit. You're interested in, mm-hmm. You know.
You don't.
Because the instant you accept it, you gotta fucking review it. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm telling you. You know how many indie games I get flooded with on a daily basis. I'm like, you know, I can't be handling all that, you know?
I still actually get all those emails.
Oh, man.
Because my time.
Chris gets them too, yeah.
Yeah.
The main ones I get, like, Atlas all the time.
Oh, Atlas, yeah.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't have time.
Yeah, I fuck with Atlas games, though, you know? Not all of them, though.
Send me everything.
You know?
They're like, play the new East Awakening.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you want to play the next entry in Odyssey? I'm like,
I don't. Give that to Riku, you know?
on the same topic, I'm not going to name the publisher, but it's related to a TV show, a popular TV show. And I'm like, oh, well, game looks fun, looks cool, but I didn't really watch the show. I'm not going to interact with that because I feel like even if I put something together, I'm not going to do it justice. Some fanboys of the show are going to hit me up like, you didn't understand the story between blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, fuck this. I'm not even going to deal with that.
Oh, editing. Yeah.
Not even going to deal with that editing. So I just passed on it.
Yeah. Now, I've been in similar situations of that where I've had no choice but to write about it. I'll give this one quick story because I just realized we're almost done with the show. I'm like, fuck, we got to fluff up time here, you know? So I remember mm-hmm. I had to play this VR game. It was called The Way of Kings, right? Like, all right, whatever, you know, I'll review the game, you know? So I go there and they were like, oh, yeah, this game is by this popular author. I'll name the author later. I'm like, okay, that's cool. So what I did in that situation, I just basically took all that, like I record, cause I always record all my conversation with PR people, recorded everything and then use that as notes and stuff, wrote my preview, whatever. Right. So that's why I don't worry about, you know, like, oh, am I going to get information wrong? Because apparently like, oh, this is The Way of Kings is a video game version of this popular fantasy book. I'm like, all right. But I wasn't really worried about, you know, pissing off the fans or whatever. Right. So this is where I'm going to go off a little topic, but again, we've got to fill up time. So years later, right, I started getting into this author called Brandon Sanderson, right? He actually finished The Wheel of Time and all that, but his books are fantastic, right? But and I started watching his lectures. He actually does lectures on how to write books and stuff. And unlike George R. R. Martin, this motherfucker puts out two books a year that are 1,000 pages long each, and they're high quality, right? But every time he would talk about his most famous book, I'm like, that sounds familiar. Then I was like, Way of Kings, what is that? And then I go back to my article. I'm like, oh, shit, I wrote about The Way of Kings. And then I read what I had written. I'm like, damn, I was spot on without knowing what the fuck I was talking about. You know, so like, Adam, as long as you take good notes, you're good. You know, you don't have to worry about the fans getting on your ass, you know. As long as you listen to whatever the PR tells you, you're good to go, you know. But it was just funny. Like, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm now a big fan of this author. And I wrote about his fucking work and completely forgot it. I'm just going to admit it. 99% of the shit I write, I forget about the instant I send it to my editor. I'm like, nope, I have no brain power for that shit. I'm on to the next thing, you know. But it was kind of cool when I read it. I'm like, damn, this is pretty well researched, you know. Pretty interesting. All right, where the hell are we? Games as a service. We don't need to talk about that shit anymore. Fuck those games. Oh man, next up we have Down Clown. That's a new name. Hello, Down Clown. I don't know what that down means, though, man. Hope it doesn't mean anything offensive.
Yo, man, you down?
Yeah, is you down, bruh?
Yeah. Wait. Get down, do you?
Get down, do you? Good blow this is. All right. Whoa. All right. Hey, listen, that's Yoda.
That's a Chappelle show.
Yeah, that's a Chappelle show.
Whoa.
Get down, do you? All right. So his first question is, with Review Tech USA making a video on a turmoil at 343 Industries, let me finish this question, guys. Do you think a figure like Cliff Bleszinski could turn the studio around? What could be done to salvage morale? All right, for you guys who don't know, there's been some like stuff happening with 343 Industries. Like basically, I think there was a Reddit post or whatever where a bunch of ex-employees, they listed all their fucking grievances with that company, you know? And it kind of makes sense, you know, why Halo Infinite may look the way it looks. That's just me speculating. Just based on what they said, they said the studio's mismanaged, all the miscommunications, all this other stuff, you know. And Review Tech USA, Richard Masuli, I think his last name is, good guy, good content. Yeah, I like his stuff. Yeah. We follow each other. He's a good guy. But I didn't watch that video. But apparently, this is all this drama. But as to the question, listen, I'm going to say this right now, man. And I'm not hating on Cliffy B at all. I'm not hating, but he's kind of done. Let's just be honest here. He's like another guy I like, David Jaffe. Like,
yeah,
these guys, I'm saying this as affectionately as I can. I'm using the term literally. I'm not using it as a pejorative. I'm just using it as a literal word. Don't put anything behind it. There has beens, right? And I mean that they have been something and they are no longer been. So there has been, you know, maybe they could come back with a sure. But Cliffy B right now, what do you have? Two failures in a row?
But it's not even that. So people credit him with Gears, right? And that's true. It's a big part of Gears. But that was just him taking the characters from Unreal and throwing them into their own game because they just noticed they were leading in that direction and said, hey, all the content, all the new things, we can just take this and make a spinoff. And that was it. It was just taking those characters and making the spinoff. So it wasn't starting from scratch something new. So when people are like, oh, his track record, well, what else?
What track record? Yo, Jazz Jackrabbit? Come on, man.
Yeah, no, it hasn't happened. So of course, Gears became very successful and he made tons of money and then he retired. Yeah, and then he decided to come back when he did that other game and he started that studio to make games and it wasn't working. But I don't see him as a savior for any of these studios.
No, he's not.
Because it's not one of those situations. It's not like if you're grabbing, I don't know, let's just name like a famous director, like a Ridley Scott or something. You know, it's like, hey, we got this dying franchise.
Yeah, a dude with a big track record.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, he did all these amazing movies. Yeah, he could fucking make, you know, fucking water into wine. Let's do it. But no, I don't put him in that category because he doesn't have a track record.
Yeah, no, I agree. So yeah, Cliffy B definitely can't do it. But as to the other part of the question, what can be done to salvage morale at 343 Industries? If Halo Infinite is actually a success, that's how you could boost morale.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure they get bonuses. I'm sure they'll get bonuses. But every studio, every company in the damn world, there's always going to be people with gripes. You can't point to one company that say, wow, it's all been sunshine and rainbows over there. Everybody loves them. No. Every fucking company has employees that have been let go or disgruntled. It's just the way it works, especially with large companies. With the amount of employees they have, it's bound to happen. You can't make everybody happy. So, again, you got to take all that with a grain of salt because, of course, there's going to be people bitching. Just the way it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much that. You know, so yeah, Cliffy B is not the savior. You know, go ahead, Manny.
No, I don't think that Cliffy B can save anything like that. I mean, he didn't do a one hit wonder, but he kind of did essentially the one hit wonder.
As far as the franchise goes, yes.
As far as the franchise, as far as the franchise goes, so you know, and then he and then the constant failures that he's had after. I mean, he still has. I guess for him, you know, the question asker, I guess they have a good track record as far as the Gears franchise, but obviously he's shown that he can't make any other games that are on that same sort of level of success. I mean, I just it, to be honest, I mean, the what's going on, what's happening, if there's so many people that are having issues with 343, maybe that means that the management over at 343 needs to change.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the only problem. Oh. I think they have too much, there's too many cooks in the kitchen and they're coming from Microsoft. Well, so I mean, Microsoft comes in. So you have this juggernaut come in and they're like, hey guys, how's this going? We have this deadline, whatever. And then they kind of set the mood for everything else. And then everything is pushed along to their beat. And I think that's initially why Bungie divested themselves from them. I think that's a problem they just have in the company, and like the studios can't keep up. Like they probably set this crazy pace. Well, I heard about that with Killer Instinct, that the same kind of things were said.
Then there's the other thing. Like you look back at 343 when it was created, a guy named Ryan Payton, who's currently the head of, the creator of the game studio Camouflage, who did the new Iron Man game. He didn't talk about his time there, but he was head of the Halo franchise for Halo 3 at some point. Why did he leave?
Yeah, didn't he leave Konami? He was working on Metal Gear, right? Right.
Well, no, I actually after for Konami, he sort of retired from it because he was having family things and all kinds of other stuff. His mom was sick or something like that, so he
I thought he was burnt out.
No, it was just that he kind of, and then once everything was fine, he sort of went back to go to work, and that's where they picked him up for Halo. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think there's a fundamental problem that happens in a lot of companies. There's a lot of, there's always the two philosophies of management and communication, right? There's either top down or bottom up. So if you do top down, it's always executive levels are making all the decisions and everybody has to execute them. They're not listening to anything coming up from director level or middle management or whatever. They're just like, this needs to get done at this pace and this is what our plans are. And then, the engineers go, well, we can't do that. And then they go, well, you better do it. That may be the problem at Microsoft, because that seems to be the complaints that are coming out of different studios, right? So when you have a bottom-up approach, you'll have like engineers, well, you don't want to do that absolutely either, because you'll have engineers pushing back because they don't think the technology can do everything that the idea people want. So that then you have limitations things put in a box that maybe you didn't explore this enough, right? But with the top-down stuff, that can lower morale, because it's like, hey, we have these concerns, and the executives go, we don't care, because shareholders, we told them this thing and this needs to happen at this date, right? So then of course morale goes down, because you can't fight that.
And then there's also, it just starts to make you look at all the other history that Microsoft has with their studios, the cancellation of the Recore. Was it not Recore? Was it, what was it called? Dinosaur,
Scalebound, yeah.
From what information is known about that Microsoft was also fairly hands-on, more hands-on than Platinum Games would have really actually liked.
But that wasn't one of their own studios. That's the thing. This is their own in-house studio. Expect them to crack the whip.
It was still a first-party production. So,
yeah, but the studio is what I'm saying. It's like, so, you would expect that crack. At least I would. I wouldn't think anything less.
I think that they're, maybe there is these sorts of.
I just don't think you can treat 343 like you treat the guys who make Office 365 or Windows.
Right?
I think any game studio, I think it's all broken. I think all these studios, and this is why we keep hearing about the crunch and this and that. It's like, you come up with these dates when you can't really hit these dates. No one really knows, because things come and go. Things happen. There's issues. There's bugs that can freaking crash a game all the way through. Just one mess up piece of code. There's a lot of shit that goes on, and you pick these dates like they're movies and say, oh, this is when it's being released. That's not how it works. Never works that way. And we see these games get rescheduled and pushed back and all this stuff.
The problem is, come hella high water, Halo is coming out at launch no matter what. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. There's also a big difference between creating something that's actually a creative project rather than a piece of software that's supposed to just do one thing, right? Word does one thing. It's just, it's a word processing program. When you add all kinds of story and level design and all kinds of other stuff, as much as you would like to believe that these things are locked, they're always constantly changing, especially when you're trying to create something, create something like a game. So you can't really fully, you can obviously give a deadline when you need it to be done. But at the same time, it's like sometimes these things take a lot longer than the deadline.
I think they should change it and just have it where a release date is given when it's already closer to just finalizing. Like, yeah, we're just cleaning up, but the code is fine. We're okay, but now put a date. Don't put a date a year before and say, yeah, the December 16th, 2020 or some shit. Come on now. Don't do that. There's a lot of pressure in there and shit can happen. Things can change within that time. Directors, people like you said, can quit and leave. Art direction can go in one way. Hell, Microsoft can come in and just like with Scalebound say, yo, this shit is going in a completely different direction. This is not what we paid for. So there's a lot that can happen. They need to stop pushing off these dates so early and just wait till it gets closer to the release window and say, all right, guess what? It's during this season. All right, now we can narrow it down. Now it's going to be released in the next 4 months. And here's the date because we know it's done.
Here's the thing I always say, Adam. Why even say anything? Like, does telling people about your game, like, in certain instances, like Cyberpunk, I assume it does, but like, really for the most part, does it help your marketing campaign, or does it help to sell games to tell people about this shit 4 years in fucking advance?
I think one of my favorite
releases lately was Fallout 4, and then they're like, the game comes out in like 4 months. You're like,
Adam hit the nail on the head. It's for the shareholders. It's not for us. It's for those guys.
It's for them. To, yeah. So like, look, this is what we've been working on when you've been giving us all that fucking money. This is what we're working on. And look at the hype. You see the hype? The hype? You see all the threads? There you go. You see them? That's it.
I mean, everybody's guilty of that. Like, Nintendo's guilty of that. Yeah, where's Bayonetta 3? Yeah. Where's Metroid Prime 4? When did that get announced?
Shit. Where's any Metroid? Shit, just port over that one they did on the 3DS. Right? Why can't you do that?
Yeah, right. Damn.
All right, man. Let's move on to the next question from Mr. Downcloud. And it is I don't know if this rumor re-popped back up or he didn't know that it got squashed. I believe it got squashed, but we'll ask the question. There is a rumor that Sony will be making a new Castlevania. What would they have to do to convince you to get it on day one? Hasn't the shit been squashed already, Ben?
That was squashed. Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, I thought that was fake news.
Yeah, it's fake news, man. No need to answer it then.
In fact, there's three things that they were saying that they were supposed to be doing. The rumors was a Castlevania game, a Silent Hill reboot, and a Metal Gear game.
How the fuck did I even start? Was somebody just bored because of the Rona? Like,
I think a lot of times people just get a lot of sort of wishful thinking when it comes to.
I just want to know how this all just starts. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think Manny's right because that shit happened. Did you see this latest Nintendo Direct mini they had?
God.
Yo, I saw Twitter. People were like, oh, we're going to get Breath of the Wild 2 news and we're going to get Metroid. I'm like, what are you talking about? Minis are for indie shit. You're only going to get indie stuff that you don't care about. Sure enough, it was indie stuff. Yo, people were pissed. What did you talk about Zelda? Yo, motherfucker, that was in your own imagination. Nobody said that. Yeah, shit.
Yo, Nintendo guys do that all the time. Oh, we're gonna get Mother 3. Here we go.
Oh my god.
Every time with that shit.
Yeah, this carries over to all genres. It doesn't matter what it is, movies, games, books, everything. Rumor. The part that when someone posts it and says rumor, people overlook that. They don't even think that they're like, nope, if I read on the internet, this shit is true. the shit is happening. It's like, no. If someone says rumor, they could even make it up, the rumor themselves. Like, I heard a rumor that I made up while I was taking this shit that, you know, they could just would say whatever they want. But people miss that, and then they just keep regurgitating this rumor. And to the point they, in their mind, like you said, they make it true. They're like, no, it's true. It's happening. How do you know that? Well, I read it everywhere. Yeah, and everywhere said it was a rumor.
Oh man, yeah, I was gonna say something. Yeah,
so the after show.
Yeah, for the after show, you know, I may offend some guys on this show. I don't know if I want to say it to you guys.
All right, shit, I'm offended by you not saying shit.
Oh shit, you know. All right, and the last question of the night is from Mr. Piggy Dan 20, and it's a simple question, but it might be hard to answer. Why is Kirby from the Kirby games shaped like a heart? I thought Kirby was a ball.
Like, yeah, he's a ball.
I thought he was a ball.
That shaped like a heart.
He says that's his question. He's a ball. I don't know what you're talking. He looks like a nut, like a testicle, you know? So I don't know where the heart came from. Tell me he doesn't look like a nut. Heart. You put two Kirby's together, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's not a heart though. Yeah.
Not a heart. He's a pink testicle. That's what Kirby is, man. All right. It's keeping it real, man. All right, so we're going to be done here. And again, got to do some pimperings, throwdown pimpings. But before that, Manny, do you have any stuff to let people know about?
I mean, other than the usual stuff, you know, Excellence is coming out next month. Well, this month, actually. I don't know the full date, but, you know, you'll keep an eye on my Twitter. You should see it. Or if you're, you know, a Skybound fan or Image fan, it'll show up. Yeah, so that'll be Excellence 9. I think we'll talk a little bit about it on the other show. That's the issue that lasted, began and ended during all of this stuff with the coronavirus. So, you know, that's also, you know, me working through a lot of shit, you know, mom passing away, me getting sick with the virus, us being in quarantine, it's all that. And it's literally our best looking issue in the series. So, you know, all that time that we spent on it. Yeah. So there you go. That's coming out. And again, we also got a really cool T-shirt, which is a Excellence / you know, Bitterroot. Bitterroot and Excellence are two, you know, we're both on Image, and we decided to put out a really cool shirt with the two main characters on it to raise some money for some charities. So yeah, if you head over to Skybound, or if you're on my Twitter, you know, you should see it on there too.
At E-Man Land with two N's, one word.
Yep.
Adam, do you have anything to promote, sir?
Well, just the usual stuff, you know. We'll promote, of course, Throwdown Now. It's on all those services, Spotify and all the other ones. So go ahead, Google that, sub it. Same thing goes for WrestleCast. We got that out there. So Friday night WrestleCast, you'll find we're getting ready to talk about SummerSlam when that comes up. Right now, that's a whole big to-do because they don't know what the hell they're going to do with that. And then we got a bunch of things over at the Coalition that we've been setting up for. Hopefully, we'll have some big news, some breaking news tomorrow if I get approval. Oh. Thanks to those emails. I was told about them emails. I got some crazy emails.
Here we go.
That shit was too crazy that I had to reply back to the rep. Are you sure about this shit? So if he says, yeah, go with it, then there you go. That'll be breaking news.
Yo, big ups to Adam, man. He's about to confirm the price of the PS5.
Yeah. There you go. So go ahead, click those subs, follow, just for funsies. You know, everybody get in there and jump into discussions. And then we got some Tony Hawk stuff. Been doing a lot of, but not just for the game, but for the Tony Hawk Pro Skater, pretending I'm a Superman. Doing that was pretty cool. Doing the documentary, we got some interviews. Dana Abercrombie, she did an interview with the director, so that should be up, if not already, or probably next week. But then again, we got embargoes. Fucking embargoes, man. Embargoes on everything. That's the thing that throws me off. You gotta keep track of all these dates.
Yeah, you really do, man. You know that shit'll get you in trouble. Gotta be careful.
I will put that on your calendar.
I know, that's it. But there's different embargoes.
But it's not only the date, but the time zones.
Yeah, the time zones, and that's the thing. The person she was interviewing, he was out in Sweden at the time, so it's like, well, is it your time or our time? And we have the embargo for when we can discuss the documentary, but what about for the interview? Does that need to be embargoed?
Jesus, you know, Christ, man.
Can we just talk about it? Because that's not really, but is that, do you consider, like, quote-unquote, spoiling? I mean, it's a documentary. It's not really a fiction film. So if anybody wants to know what happened with the Tony Hawk franchise, Google it. It's on Wiki. You know what I mean? So it's not so much of a spoiler. But we'll see. But anyway, we got a bunch of content that they're feeding us, and we're going to be spitting that over at the Coalition. So, yeah,
that's
we'll check all that out.
I'm not going to name the game right now, but there was a game that I reviewed recently that they literally changed the embargo time on me three times in a row. Me and my editor were going fucking nuts because we had to reschedule it three times. Like, yo, okay, I'm not going to name the game, but it's a PC version of an exclusive that was on PlayStation. That's all the clue you're going to get from me. The game was already out. These motherfuckers do so many like things at us. And I had the review written a week before the embargo, and they kept changing the times. I'm like, what the hell is going on here, man? Like, the game's out. Everybody knows the fucking story, you know? So
the worst is if they make big game changes. Is that going to alter your review?
No, man. I will say this: there's a very specific thing to the PC version of this that I couldn't talk about until a day after the embargo. I'm like, I'm just not going to include it. That's ridiculous, you know. Anyway, so before we leave, a couple of things here. I want to give a shout out to Do the Third. He goes, guys, thank you for doing the show every week. See you Thursday. You already know, brother.
Throwdown
for life, man. You know, and I want to, by the way, this is funny, man, because everybody likes to label me as a Sony pony, right? But yeah, I know I'm doing something right when I get called an X-Bot. That's how you know I'm doing something right. So
what they do?
Okay, so I was on Twitter earlier today, ranting about this whole Xbox logo change thing, right? And shout out to Randall Four. You know, he does a lot of dope videos. We've had him on Throwdown before. We should have him back on again. He posted a video showing a bunch of other companies that also changed their logos to get rid of the name. Xbox Game Pass, Sony Studios, Google Pixel 4, Apple Pay. Like, Apple Pay is just a fucking Apple logo and pay. That's it, you know? So I replied to, this whole thing is dumb. And he goes, yeah, it is. So this one dude jumps in our mentions. He goes, what do you mean the whole situation's dumb? It's literally created by Pony Hardcore, which no one gives a fuck about. Xbox fanboys like you guys just feed this bait. So I'm a Xbox fanboy now.
Well, he doesn't know you then. Or else he would have heard that comment you made earlier, which we're going to edit out and post.
Yeah.
So don't worry, he won't even hear that then. So.
But here's the thing. Here's what was hilarious to me, right? Okay, because every time I make comments like that, you know, pretty much defending Microsoft, I get a bunch of Xbox followers following me. Then by the next day, I lose them all when I start talking shit about Xbox.
That's how it is, man. That's how it is.
You're a monster, Tony.
Like, who the fuck?
Everybody picks a side.
Yo, when I got my Xbox One, I tweeted out, I got hundreds of fucking retweets and shit, you know, and a bunch of Xbox guys start following me. 2 days later, Adam, when I start talking about that UI, the fucking dashboard, all those guys were on my ass. That's how it all began.
I got some for that too. So over on WrestleCast, right, when AEW, that new promotion, started up, right, boom, we said we're covering it. We got all these new subs, all this stuff. People went, and then when I started poo-pooing some of the matches, all these people started disappearing. And then I would get some negative feedbacks and shit, and down votes whenever I said something. I'm like, and then Dana, that's why she calls me the hater. I'm like, no, I'm just calling like it is. You hire a bunch of former WWE guys in and you put them in prominent spots. It's not rocket science. I see what you're fucking doing. And I called it out. And all these people, you know, they got pissed. They didn't like that.
They started calling you Jim Cornette.
That's it. There you go. It's like, oh, we got another corny over here. Here we go.
So that's where my troubles with the Xbox community started. When I bought the Xbox One and I started talking some real shit about it, you know? Oh, man.
How dare you?
I'm like, yo, the UI's fucking bad. Because before that time, I had criticism of the Xbox One, but I didn't really say anything because I didn't own the system. And I'm like, I got the system. I'm going in, you know?
You're like, say something.
Yeah, exactly. That was your first mistake, Tony. You mean buying Xbox One, Sketch?
Oh.
Yo, what's up, Sketch?
I'm going to give it to you.
Damn.
Yo, no. Okay, so yeah, like I said at the top of the show, we are taking things. Actually, no. We'll back it up, Tony. Back it up. All right. The Road to 300, baby. Throw down your questions. We'll hit episodes 300 on September 3rd and September 6th, respectively. And we will be having contests for both shows. The main one is going to be a game giveaway. Game of your choice. And as long as it's not a collector's edition, we're going to be giving that away. And the question, I'm throwing the hardest shit at you. I've been sitting on this shit for 2 years, man. You guys are going to have to work for this shit. I can't wait. Yo, if anybody gets this shit, you know, it's going to be insane, you know? So that's going to be good. And so that's coming up in the next couple weeks. And after that, throwing out, and it's just going to be moving up to the next level. So right now we are on Audio Boom, which means we're also on a bunch of other audio platforms, you know. For you guys that are on SoundCloud, don't worry about anything. But if anything does happen with the transition, please let me know and I'll see what I can do about it. And I, like I said at the top of the show, I want to apologize to the Apple guys. Some snafu happened. You can just watch the top of the show for that. Be patient. About another week or two, we'll be back on Apple, iTunes, and we'll be all right. And we're going to be on a bunch of other platforms going forward. And there's going to be some changes to throw down, at least the visually changes and stuff that's going to help us out with our SEO. And all of this was because of Danny Pena of Gamertag Radio, host of Gamertag Radio. He gave me a lot of good advice. And I'm like, yo, when the host of the biggest gaming podcast in the world gives you advice, you listen. So I'm taking all that shit to heart. And I talked to the fellas. We're like, yeah, that shit sounds good. Let's do that. You know, so long haul, this is going to be really, really big for us. You know, we're going to explode. So it's going to be good. You know, so stay tuned, man. Throw it down. We know how we do around here, man. We're always making those incremental little changes. We're like next gen consoles, right? We don't really take big steps forward. Little steps, you know, and by the time you look back, you're like, damn, we actually got somewhere, you know? Because think about this, right? We had the beginning of this generation, you know, the beginning of this generation, and now, where's my camel, bro? I'm like a Star Trek woman, you know? It's like, it just got all blurry. So at the beginning of this generation to now, it looks not super significant, but you could see the difference, right? But, you know, ending of last gen to beginning of this gen, it's like, what the fuck is this? So that's what we do throughout. Little steps, you know? Except we don't cost you $500. That's the difference, you know? And tax, or 600, you know. You get all this for, you get all this content, this dope ass content for free, you know. It's crazy. All right, man, that's gonna do it for us, people. So thank you for watching and listening. Leave us the questions in the Throwdown Discord server and we'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. I'm gonna have to change that fucking thing. I just realized we're on a lot of places long. Now you know, go to Audio Boom.
Where all podcasts can be found.
Yeah, just throw it out. Show everywhere. That's what, you know.
It's everywhere.
Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, even that. We're everywhere right now. I just throw it out. Show everywhere, man. I'm gonna have to update all this shit. I can't even say links are located because I gotta change all the fucking links now. You know. Follow Throwdown Show everywhere. That's where Throwdown Show on.
If you haven't, if you don't know where it is, hit up one of us on Twitter or on the official Twitter Throwdown Show.
Yes, at Throwdown Show.
And that sends you a link.
Yeah, we're going places, people. Anyway, so that is going to do it for us tonight. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight was joined by Emilio Lopez.
If there's any confusion, all you need to do is just go to throwdownshow.com and you'll get every single location that we're doing podcasts.
I'm just going to do that next time. Like, go to throwdown.com and find out more. You know, Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Yes, stay tuned for the Walking Dead show that I'll be doing with Adam, because that shit.
Oh, yeah, bringing that back. That's another one that'll be on all podcast services. That's coming back.
Uh-oh. So
that's another one.
The Walking Dead, man. Yeah, Adam Vale.
Brooklyn Bear, get ready, man.
Get ready.
If this goes through, this is news you're going to want to hear.
Oh, shit, that's my cousin right there, man. You better not pull nothing. There you go. You know? Brett Murdoch.
Throwdown crew blowing up over here.
You already know.
Congratulations to everybody.
Yes.
We'll make this a good year.
Yeah, we will. We got to make the best of it, right, Brett? Fuck that shit. Fuck Twitter. We're going to make it our own, man.
Mm-hmm. Right? Got to own that shit. You know? Your bitch.
And of course, Mr. Brian Manjoma.
I literally said nothing the whole show.
Brian was just chilling the whole time.
I forgot he was here.
Hilarious, man. All right, people, we'll see you.
I just see him like drinking a martini in the corner.
Martino,
like,
you sipping tea and shit, you know?
With his eyes closed, listening, like,
Oh, martini. Oh, yes. The Americans are right on this episode. I don't have to correct them. All right, people, we'll see you on Thursday. Peace out. Yeah, I hear the martini being poured right now, man.
Shaking, not stirring.
You know, all right, man. Peace out.
Deuces.